Okay, so let's talk about the sugya. You know, we're getting to Pesach. The big mitzvah of the night, of course. Baruch Hashem, I always say we get two sedarim. I don't know how on earth so they get one seder. I can't even imagine such a thing. Like, what happens if you just mess up? Unless you're just tired. You know, like, one seder, you're just tired, and you're just like, you're just tired. That's it. Gone for the whole year. We have two chances. Yes, the second one's a little bit quicker than the first. We need two sedarim. We need two. Okay. So the major mitzvah of the night, of course, is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I figured we'll just learn very pashut. Let's learn very pashut. We're going to learn a little bit of the Rambam. We're going to learn a little bit of the Sefer Chinuch. We'll throw in maybe a little bit of Minchas Chinuch by the end of the week to add a little spice to it. But the Gemaras are really, it's really based on Mishnayos and Gemaras, the whole mitzvah. I mean, in the Torah, it's scant what exactly is being told. They had a Seder in Mitzrayim. We know that. In Mitzrayim, before they left, we know. They had Pesach, they had Matzah, they had Maror. Did they tell over the story? Did they recount what happened to them in the past year or 210 years? Could be. Not clear. I have to look at the Pesukim again. But we know that there is a whole Seder. Who put together the Seder? I think it's unclear. We don't know who put together the Haggadah.
Eliyahu.
Okay. I bet there were multiple sources. There were multiple things that came together to make
it. It could be. It's not clear.
I've been at a Rebbe's house meeting like forever.
Olbam said.
The what?
That there's many different.
Yeah, it's still unclear. It's really very unclear. It's very, very unclear. And either way, it's
unclear for the non-believers.
It's the minhag that we do the Seder, the Haggadah, and this is the way we do it.
These jokes are coming in late. It's cracking jokes.
There's too many right here. You're not getting a chance today.
Main thing is that they had a Seder in Gauls, the first one.
Or was it Gula? It was in the middle stage. We spoke of that Thursday night. Anyway,
transition.
So there's a few Gemara. It's a few blot of Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, in the tenth parak of Pesachim. But instead of taking, I don't know, 6 months to try to learn that properly, we'll see what the Rambam says, how he puts it together, and we'll go into Yontif with a little bit more of an understanding. So let's go to Mitzvah. In the Sefer Mitzvahs, let's go first. Sefer Mitzvahs is Kuf Nun Zayin in the Rambam. There's many, many mitzvahs on Pesach. But there's Kuf Nun Zayin. He says, he should see Vanal Saper. You have that? Show them on the page. You have that, Kuf Nun Zayin? Can I see this for a second?
Seems like it starts
here, right here. No, this is Kuf Nun Zayin right here. Right here.
Where?
Right here, Kuf Nun Zayin. See that?
Yeah.
Bottom paragraph, Kuf Nun Zayin. He should see Vanal Saper be Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah to tell over the Saper be Yetzias Mitzrayim. The story of leaving Mitzrayim. B'leil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan, on the night of the 15th of Nisan, B'tchilas Halayla, the beginning of the night, K'fitzachas Lashon HaMesaper, according to the way, the language, according to the way he speaks, in his style, of the Magid, the Mesaper. Right? The mitzvah. V'koma Shiyosef B'maymer V'yarech HaDvarim, and anybody who adds to this maimer, the Yarech Advarim includes a lot of details. Ba'agdolos Masha Asolano Hashem, right? In the greatness of what Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us, Masha Asu Imanu HaMitzrim, and what the Mitzrim did to us, may all v'chamas, right? They burdened us and they pressured us. And the more you speak about that, right? Not just what Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us, but the pain that we endured. Speaking about that also, based on the Midrashim and all the sources that we have, nobody was there. But the more we speak about what we heard, ve'ech lakach Hashem nikmaseinu mehem, and that a Kadosh Baruch Hu took revenge, right? So we're talking about what Hashem did for us, took us out, the pain that we endured in Mitzrayim, the nakama, the makos that a Kadosh Baruch Hu did against the Mitzrayim, ubahodo slo yizbarach, and now to be moda, different parts, to be hoda, lo yizbarach amashe gemalanu mechasodav ye yoser tov. And the more hodah we have on the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, yoser tov. This is, in a nutshell, right? We have a Haggadah, we have a Seder, but if there would not have been a Haggadah, we have to, according to the Rambam, you have to have these four parts, right? In Mitzrayim, the slavery, the redemption, the nekama that Hashem took on the Mitzrayim, and then the hodah. Could be Hotzeizi Tzadigal De Lakachli. Could be something like that. Kamosha Amru, like it says in Haggadah Shal Pesach, Kol Amarach Lasapir Bizis Mitzrayim Harzem Meshubach. Right? Whoever lengthens speaks more about the Yetzias Mitzrayim in all aspects. How is it Meshubach? Right? It's an interesting mitzvah. It's not... There aren't strong rules. It's not like a, you know, exactly what to do, the rule of exactly the shiurim and exactly what. It's not clear. It's left to us.
Isn't that funny? Because the entire Pesach is like chumros. Like, it has to be like this. Like, chumrets get rid of like...
Well, no. So there is a chumra. Because anybody who doesn't say Pesach Matzah Morer, you're not Yotze at all, you're Seder.
So there's like that's very the basic small standard. But we don't do... Pesach is more like... Whatever the standard is, we go like 5,000 times over that.
But that's not required. That's harizim shubach. Right? That's also, it's upon you to make all the extra. Are you saying the extra chumra is like when you need a bittul, like the halachic?
Everything we do. And here's like, here's a basic, but like, if you do more, it's good.
I don't know.
Good.
I don't know if it's like that so much. Okay. Let's see. Vakosuf. Now, where's this from? Vakosuf shabal sivwe hazehu amri is baruch. Now, what's the source of this mitzvah? So we know, v'higadtel avincha b'yomahu lemar, you should tell to your son on that day, saying, ubo perish, and the mechilta comes, the medrash comes, v'higadtel avincha, you should tell your son, levincha, what's the gematria of levincha? It's very important.
Emuna.
Right? V'higadtel avincha, you're supposed to be teaching your kids emuna.
You do that, or you just do
good for you.
Which is also banim, right? Banim atem Hashem, okay. Banim atem Hashem. Banim is also gematria emuna. Right, to be a real ben takes levels of emunah, of course. Right, there's a level of emunah to be an eved, and there's a level of emunah to be a ben. It's your choice. You might think already from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you should tell it over. Tamal Omer, the pasuk comes to say, no, bayomahu, on that day. Well, I bayomahu, if you're speaking about that day, which day? Yachol mibod yom. Maybe it's that the morning of the day. Maybe it's, right, the 14th day, or maybe it's the 15th. I don't even know what the Havmin is, actually. I didn't look it up. Maybe it's the 15th day. I mean, how do you know it's at night? Generally, there's no mitzvahs by night.
Mitzvahs during the day.
Generally, mitzvahs are by day.
Right.
And the, what?
Right. We start our day at night.
Yeah, but when you say the word by yom, usually in the day. Right. So, Tam Lomer ba'avur zeh. No, it's because of this. It's dafka when there's matzah and morer that's placed before you. That's when you should tell over the mitzvah you got to the vincha. So the carbon Pesach, which we eat when we shecht and then we eat at night, right? Which was in conjunction or whatever, zecher to the first seder that we had at night. Matzah and morer, you eat that together with the carbon Pesach. Once you eat the matzah and the maror with the Pesach, and the higadah levincha is on the matzah and the maror, so it all comes at night. Okay? Fine. That's one of, there's many, many halakhic ramifications of this, so you're not allowed to start a seder early. Why can't we start a seder early at 5 o'clock? Shabbos, we can start early. Because you can't do it until you get a matzah and maror. You can't have matzah and maror until you get out the karm Pesach. Karm Pesach is only by night. So everything has to wait until night. And that's why we're really tired, and that's why you have to take naps before the seder. Okay. Klomar. So from the beginning of the night already, that's when you have to start telling over. That's when you tell over this story. Okay. So now we know when to tell it over and the basic gist of our obligations and the details of what we have to tell over. Lashon mechilta, a mechilta, the Rashbi, right? Mishum Baruchai, his mechilta, his midrashim. Right? There's two mechiltas. There's the Rashbi and there's Rabbi Shmuel. I think we have them up there. Anyway. Right, the darshaning of different psukim. So he says, there's another pasuk, ki shalcha bincha. Right, when your children ask, right, we know the arba banim. So one of the psukim says, ki shalcha bincha. When your child asks, yachol, you might think, im yishalcha. If your kid asks, atamagavim, then you should answer him. Vim lav, and if the kid doesn't ask you, and he just sits there, in atamagavim, you don't need to teach, right? Because the pasuk says in the Torah, ki yishalcha bincha machalema. When your kid asks. So for Madaik, right, because we're big lumped on him. Well, if my kid doesn't ask, I'm telling him. Tamil Omar, no. So then Tamil Omar is the earlier pasuk. V'gadta levincha. Now, v'gadta levincha, you should tell your son, wasn't prompted by a question. It doesn't say, ki yeshalcha bincha v'gadta. It just says, v'gadta, you shall tell. Afapisha einu sho'alcha, even if he doesn't ask you, even if he doesn't ask you, you have to tell it over. Good? So it says, the Rambam, einli, yelobiz man sheish lo ben. Maybe that's only when you have a son Okay, fine. So I understand you don't have to be prompted. Kishalcha, you don't need to be prompted by a question because it says Vigad Levincha. But the Manisa, Vigad Levincha has a very serious parameter, which is Vincha, to have a kid. So if you don't have a kid, maybe you're totally exempt. You're not even Mechliv at all in the midst of Sipur Sis Mitzrayim. Vigad Levincha. Just you and your wife sitting at the table. There's not a Levincha there.
You're still high up to do that.
Why? Says the Vigad Levincha. So of course we know. So the Medrash says, "Beino Levin Atzmo," right? Between you and yourself. Beino Levin Achirim. Whether it's you and another person, a spouse, a friend, but even you and yourself. If you said Chlo Alin, a person sitting there, this came Mamish. This was a Maisa a few years ago.
Yeah.
COVID. Many people sat by themselves. Mamish by themselves. Mamish. I mean, how do you know that you need to tell over the story? Tamil Omer. Remember the day that Hashem took out of Mitzrayim. This is where it gets sticky. We're not going to get too much into it. But listen, the Rambam now has multiple psukim here. This pasuk, you've heard this pasuk before? You never heard this pasuk, Eli. Zocher es hayom she'yatzas Mitzrayim. It's every single day. It's the source of every single mitzvah we do. Talis, why Zeches Yitzchus Mitzrayim? And Tefillin, Zeches Yitzchus Mitzrayim. This is the classic pasuk. Zeches Yitzchus Mitzrayim. This is Zocher. So this is every day of the year. We say Shema by night. According to the Chum, we're going to get to that Gemara. I don't know. Staffy Beis. I don't know. A little while ago. We've done six plot in a year and a half. Okay, whatever. Move a little faster, me. But we know there's a Machlokes. We bring in the Haggadah, right? Ben Zom and the Chumim. Kol Yemei Chayecha. I think it's Benjamin's Joshua. To be marbe the Laila. That we have a chiyuv zechius in Mitzrayim even by night. Every night of the year. Not just Leil Pesach. Right? That's why we have Shema. That's why we have the third paragraph. Which talks about Mitzrayim. Right? Shema has multiple paragraphs. Yes?
Yes.
So the third one that mentions the Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, we only say it at my night because of this Joshua. So now the Rambam brings in that even a person on the night of a Seder has to tell over, even to himself, the story. Why? Because of the classic pasuk of Zachar Yom HaShem Yatzatzim Mitzrayim. Rambam, I thought that's for every night of the year. This is where we'll see in the Rambam. This is just a sefer mitzvah of the Rambam. We're going to also learn the Rambam himself. This is where things get a little sticky, not in a bad way. This is where everybody likes to talk. What does the Rambam mean? What's he talking about? How is this mitzvah different than every other Zachar Yom HaShem Yatzatzim? But again, it's the Rambam right now. He has three psukim. Vigadat Levincha, which seems to be speaking about the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ki Yishalcha Bincha Machar Lemor. I'm not sure what it's trying to bring, actually. What was that bringing for us?
At night, specifically?
No. Because there was a Shailah. If you only had Ki Yishalcha Bincha, you might think that only if your kid asks you, Kamashvan Vigadat Levincha. Okay, so according to this Sefer Mitzvah, I don't know why right now what that pasuk is coming to do, Ki Yishalcha Bincha. It wasn't teaching us anything. Okay.
It's just to bring up the Havim.
It was just to bring up the Havim, yeah. So I have to, okay, we'll look into that. And then we have the pasuk of Zocher Yom HaShir. It's also Mitzrayim. The regular pasuk. Says the Rambam, Klomer, Shehu Tziva LaZocher. You need to remember. That's the Tzivui. You need to remember. Which, we know that. That's classic every single day. Okay. Kamo Amru. Like we learned in a different mitzvah, Zocher is Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. It's comparing the mitzvah of Zocher is Yom HaShabbos Mitzrayim to the mitzvah of Zocher is Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. Number one, what? First of all, just push. What is that? What does that even mean? Number two, right? We're speaking about seemingly, at least in this halacha, this mitzvah, in this sefer mitzvah, in this mitzvah, Dafka the 15th, the night of the 15th, right? Leil Pesach. What does that do with Shabbos?
Interesting, because not every day is Shabbos, but you still have the mitzvah to remember the Shabbos. You go to the market, you see something.
So then you're taking away from the mitzvah that he's talking about. The mitzvah we're speaking about is Dafka, the night of Leil. He's not talking about the Zeches Yitzchus Mitzrayim of Shema. That's a different mitzvah. Here we're trying to speak about Dafka, the night of
Pesach and Shabbos.
The night of, not during the week. That would throw us off.
I would say even when it's not the night of Tesvav, you still have that.
Again, but that this is not the place for that. This is not the place for that.
Well, Shabbos and Pesach can be together.
Okay.
Isn't there a reference to
Pesach? Yeah, Mimachas HaShabbos. Pesach is called Mimachas HaShabbos. We called Pesach. The counting of the Sirius HaOmer is Mimachas HaShabbos, which means Pesach.
Is that related?
Maybe. We need a little more than that. Okay, okay. The brain's moving here.
First year.
Let's see. All right, we'll see what we get to. I want to just... We're just reading Pashut. We're just reading Pashut. Kvar Yadata Loshen Amram. And like we know, now it comes off the end, we know this Loshen HaGadosh Al Pesach. Afilu Kulon HaChamim, Kulon HaNavonim, which is Bina, Chachma Bina, Kulon HaYodim, even if we have Das, Chachma Bina, Das. Everything they say there is Sfiris. Everything. That's why it's Lesaper. To be Mesaper is Sfira. The entire Seder is based on Sfiris. And everything is based on Sfiris, if we know how to uncover everything. But Akobanim, even if we were Chachamim, even if we were Nevonim, Yodim is a Torah Kula, Mitzvah Aleinu Lesaper. Dafka to say over, B'tis Mitzrayim, V'chola Mesaper B'tis Mitzrayim, Harei Zeh Meshubach. And whoever speaks about it more, Harei Zeh Meshubach. Okay, the Kvar speaks, says, these Gemaras are based on Kuf Tes Vav, on a Beis, to Kuf Yir Ches, on Afin Gemar Pesach. In a nutshell, according to the Rambam, this is the Mitzvah. A lot of points to talk about, but we read Sefer Mitzvahs. Now let's go to the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. It's the other page. So this is in Chometz.
That's what that means. Harei Zeh Meshubach. It's good. Kind of back. But you say it all the time. I'll say
that. Good for you. I mean, what do you? I don't know how the cheshbon is in
the Shemayim.
I mean, it's also not. It's really not. Like this in all mitzvahs, really. And even in the night of Pesach, when you put yourself into a mitzvah, the tachlis is not for the cheshbon shemaim. That would be conditional.
Yeah.
Right? That would be based on what we said earlier. And you're not supposed to be an eved who's serving Kodesh Baruch Hu makabel pras. Every mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us for us. Every mitzvah. Specifically the night of Pesach, the whole tachlis, it's 2 points, two major yisodas of the entire night of Pesach. Number one, Emunah. Again, basic, but and number two?
Teaching kids.
Yeah, but lav dafka, because it could be that your kids aren't even there. Hodon hakar satov. Right? That's the whole story. The Emunah and then Hodon hakar satov, which is the first two sharim in Chavos Levavos. Shar Yichud, which is Emunah. Shar Bechina, which is the Kar Satov. And then that turns into the Vodos Elokim. That's what we're trying to do. In the most basic way, the more you put yourself in to a mitzvah, speaking about Emunah, speaking about Kodesh Tov, the better it is for you, the better it is for your own life. The more you have Emunah Kodesh Baruch, and the more you are thankful for what you have, you're going to live a happier life.
And to tell it over to your kids.
Telling it over is enriching your kids, your family, even yourself. I mean,
your kids are part
you're reinvesting the dividends.
Is that how you come to have a shame to the bedaver, the lahagid, when you say it over, when you appreciate, when you come to that huda?
I think that is the middle. You're going from havashatuliy bedaver. You're telling over havashatuliy bedaver, which eventually can. It still needs some tinkerings, but from there you could turn into havashatuliy bedaver. But only when you're willing to express it. Yes, that I think that's one of the major. You don't have to. It's one of the major parts of the avodah. Again, to go from something that's totally bedover to not totally bedover, you need to speak things out.
Those are your words. Lahagib boker chasech l'nasch b'lilos. You can't have the muna b'lilos without the lahagib boker. Like, if you don't speak it out.
That's tala k'shem shem v'varach al tom v'varach ha-hara, all this stuff.
Can you say also, based on what you're saying, maybe this is why, how do you say m'shubach, because there's a mitzvah for super yitzias mitzvah. So, you don't say the mitzvah, so you check off that box. But if it's about Emunah and Ava, so I raise Meshubach, because then you're getting from the level of just Yossi the Mitzvah to, you know, right, up in your game to connect with Hashem, go more where it's not.
I would think so.
It's a Meshubach, you're doing it for Hashem, or connecting for that Ava.
I would think so. You're very posh. I'll say that. And we've heard many times, the Lil Seder is not about saying Vartloch and Divrei Torah. It's about saying
Hashid,
straight story of a moon. Just say it. Just say it. That's what's kept our people for so long. Just say the basic thing. Imagine a person didn't have the Haggadah to follow. And everybody was like saying their own like Vartloch based on the Gemara. we would end up with nothing after a few years. Yeah. The same text, basic, just say, just get that clear. Nothing fancy. Get that clear. All the fancy stuff can throw out.
And how come the kids come back from Israel with 14 notebooks?
I'll just give them Eretz Yisrael here also. I have no idea. My kid comes, he tells me, my Rebbe, his seder goes till 3 o'clock in the morning. I want mine to go 3 o'clock in the morning. He says 100 Divrei Torah. I'm like, you want me to say 100 Divrei Torah? You're going to handle 100 Divrei Torah?
You won't be up.
I thought you just want to dress up and play Paro, you know? Play
frogs, throw big frogs at each other.
Right. Everybody's different, I don't know. Everybody has to know what works for the family, and if their kids will thrive in Divrei Torah, then adrabba. Then that's also, it is a good thing if the whole family thrives on that. Because again, that's also when it's a Torah, what do you mean? It could be, just the vast majority of people and the range of people you have there, that's not really the thing. Okay, so it's the Perek Shvi, seventh Perek in Chametz Amatzah. So let's start reading. This is an expanded version now. This is the Rambam in the Yad Chazak, in the Mishnah Torah, where he expands the halachas. But that was the Sefer HaMitzvos. Here now he's expanding. So let's see a little bit more of what he says. It's going to take us a day or two to see this, and then we'll make some horrors, hopefully. Mitzvah sase shall Torah l'saper b'nisim v'niflos. And by the way, anybody who has a ha'ara on the way, I read Dafka the Sefer Mitzvahs first. Now we're going to read what the Rambam says here. If you have a ha'ara, make the ha'ara about something that you see in the Rambam. He isn't comparing, contrasting. Dar, this is a, you know. No, not that you're going to see anything. Mitzvah sase shall Torah Lasaper benisim v'neflos shenasu la'avosenim b'mitzrayim b'leil chamish aser benisim. Right, it's a mitzvah say to tell over the nisim v'neflos that Kadosh Baruch Hu did for our fathers on the 9th of the 15th. Shenemar zocher es yom hazeh asher yitzatz mitzrayim, kemo shenemar zocher es yom hashabbos.
We use a different pasuk for that one.
What?
Use a different pasuk in the.
He quoted this pasuk.
He quoted the pasuk, but the first pasuk he quoted for saying over was not this pasuk.
Oh, what was it?
It was like...
Right. So Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvah, starts off, you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to tell over the Sipur. How? How do you know? If you got it to the Vincha. Here he says, he starts with the... And at the end of the Rambam, he says, Zachar Siyom Shabbos Akat. Zachar Siyom, remember the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim, like Shabbos. He starts off the halachas here. With the Zohar. Oh, because he knew already.
We were going to learn the mitzvah. And you can go backwards.
Yeah, maybe. But then you ask the question that else. Yeah, it's a hard one. You didn't even try.
Yeah.
Now, in this, he's comparing it to Shabbos right away. First line, he's already comparing it to Shabbos. What does that mean? What about Shabbos? Okay? Doesn't really explain. Uminayin Shebelel Chamisha Osir. How do you know that has to happen on the 15th? Right? Because Zohar is Yom... is on every single day. So Tamalom Rav Hi got it to the Vincha Bayomahu Leimor. Right? That's the famous pasuk. Tell your children that they sang Bavur Zeh. What Bavur what? Bishah Sheish Matzah Umorer Munacham Lefanach. Dafka that night. When do you have Matzah Morer? You don't have that every single night. The night of the 15th. V'yafal Pishayin Lo Ben. And even though a person doesn't have a child, he still has to say it over. Afilu Chacham Gedolim. Even if you're a big chacham, how many you know the whole thing? You still have to tell it over. Maybe it's marich in the devarim. Then it's harizem meshubach.
It's a different lesson, but same idea.
Yeah. Okay. Base. Mitzvah lahudia lebonim. It's a mitzvah to inform to the children. V'afilu lo shalu, even if they don't ask, you still have to be proactive in telling them. Shinehemar, v'kata l'vincha. Right? There's no prompt of ki yishalcha b'vincha. There's no question. Just tell them. L'fidaito shel ben oviv melando. According to the das of the ben. Right? We have different children. Right? In the Haggadah, they have 4. We have 14 different types. Type A, type B. Right, and according to each one, you need to teach over the story, which clearly is complicated, as we know. Ketzad, im hayakatan otipesh, if your child is a little kid or not bright. Omer lo bini kulanu hayinu avadim, my son, we were all slaves. Kemo shivcha zu, like this shivcha, which means you clearly had a shivcha at the seder who's cleaning out for you. Yeah. It's funny, right? Like it's Dabar Pashut, you had a Shivcha, of course. Kimo Evid Zeh, right? The Mitzrayim. Okay, it's a joke. And they had like a Gavad in Mitzrayim, Ubalayla Hazeh, and this night, Pado son of Kodesh Baruch Yotzen Elcheres. Kodesh Baruch redeemed us and took us Elcheres. Akan. Says the Rambam, this is it. If your kid is at that level, all you have to do is say that one line to them, and you're Yotze the Mitzvah. Vim hayah ben gadol v'chacham. He's a little older, he's a v'chacham. Modiyo mashi ir lanu Mitzrayim. Mention what happened in Mitzrayim. V'nisim she na'asu lanu ayde Moshe Rabbeinu. And the nisim that happens through Moshe Rabbeinu. Hakol fidai d'shal ben. According to the das of the ben. Tell over the story as it was. Ah, the kid's a chacham. And so what, you need to prepare like 8 million midrashim? No. Every chacham needs to tell over the story as it was. There's more, there's a meshubach, but the very little, the very basic person needs to tell over the basic story. Which, it's always interesting, you know, can you be Mekayim this mitzvah? Let's say you can't have 15 people leading the Seder. So what happens when you have fathers, grandfathers, kids, all the Seder? Right, very often I'm going to have my Seder, I'm going to be leading my Seder, and I have my father there. And then I have my kids. So does my father have an obligation to say something to me? Does he have an obligation to teach me?
Sure.
And how does it happen? So he should tell me he's gonna say, okay, let me how do you lamaisi do that?
Well, according
he has to read he has to say this line to me. He has to read something.
According to the Sefer Mitzvos, sure, it's interesting. According to the Sefer Mitzvos, we're written saying the Hagid whatever. It wasn't like literal though, because then you would say
if you're taking even if you're alone to say oversee it. So. Your son's there.
You could say the opposite, though. You could say, since it's not talking about your sons, because if you're the only one there, you have to do it anyways.
It's also not just your sons, but it's definitely your sons.
You could say it's
so does that mean my father has no chiyuv on that night?
Could be, no.
You think so?
Yeah.
Did you read another story?
Chiyuv alert!
What?
Is there
a
halakha
about it?
I think it says here. Father, what does it say? Why would he be potter?
It seems like there's a...
If my father was mechuyuv... When I was a little kid, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 12 13, he's mechuyev. At one point, he's not chayev. He's not chayev anymore?
He's
a gadol.
At some point, your father's not chayev.
It's not chinuch, though. Is the chayev on the gavra to
I don't know. It's interesting. Is this a mitzvah chinuch? Is it a different mitzvah? It's interesting. All right, we'll continue tomorrow. I don't want to keep it.
Seems like there's a chayev on the gavra himself.
It seems to be.
Right, so it has nothing to do if you're...
So seems to be. Let's see if we.
You could say that there's a point where he got the rabbinicalized is again talking about yourself.
Right.
So up until the point the father understands that you could do that for yourself, then it's the back.
Interesting.
Which is what the whole thing that the Rambam was
saying. Okay, interesting. I don't know if that's true, but interesting. He says that once if the father teaches the kid enough that he's able to tell over the story himself at a certain point, so then he'd be. Potter. But then problem is that he has a chacham here. He has a chacham. His kid knows the story.
No, but
he's still mechuyev to teach him.
I know the chacham's mechuyev to tell himself the story, and that's why
the father's mechuyev still. And the father's mechuyev.
So it's a b'shan she matzah more b'nachem l'pnecha, right? So it's he b'davka has to say it that night during the seder. So it seems like even if he taught his son,
it's a specific.
I don't know. That's
let's continue. It's interesting.
Well, then you can start asking questions. How?